Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello, everyone. Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and this time, with so many taglines, I forgot the title.
You can do it.
we help transformational entrepreneurs grow their online businesses through our digital services within our core Christian values. So if you are a freelancer, an aspiring freelancer, or if you are a business owner who are interested in growing your business through digital marketing services, make sure that you subscribe and hit that bell to get notifications. And tonight, we are going to talk about how to write email copy that sells. And we will going to hear email copywriting tips for beginners from our very special guest for tonight. But before that, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as Fai Mei and her family. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so for tonight's topic is all about how to write email copy that sells. And or otherwise known as email copywriting tips for beginners. If you are someone you know is interested how to start your virtual assistant business, make sure to visit my website here at conniezavala.com/VABook. VA book to know more about this book. Okay, go ahead, Sis Belle.
Yeah, so let's dive in. Email copywriting. This is a trending topic, right? In the freelance world, freelancing world. So our special guest for tonight is a work-at-home mom of six. She writes emails for a living. She's also a Klaviyo specialist. I looked that up, how to pronounce Klaviyo. Is it Klaviyo or Klaviyo? So it's Klaviyo. She's a Klaviyo specialist and a breastfeeding and natural birth advocate. So without further ado, here's Miss 5Me Huervas.
Yay! Where's the Hello. Clap, clap, clap?
Hello, everyone. Hello. So wherever you are, right now.
Yay! That's the sound effect.
I'm so excited to be here tonight and to share you my story, and I hope you get something, you learn something from this, and I could inspire you in any way. So,
yes, yeah, for sure, see.
So yes. So anyway, share with us your story. How did you end up doing this freelance business, and how did you choose email copywriting as a service?
Yeah, about that. Well, actually, I had a 9-to-5 job before, so I used to work in our local government unit, and I was an accountant. So I'm a CPA, and it paid well, but I was not quite happy with my work during that time. You know how it is to work in government. It's quite challenging, and I was really kind of looking for an option, because my kids were still really small during that time, and it just, you know, a babysitter took care of my kids, and it breaks my heart, like every morning that I leave work to see them like crying. They don't want me to go. And so for me, being not happy in my work, and also being not happy with my situation with the kids, so I was really like, I got to find something, an option. So the world of working at home, the world of freelancing opened up its doors to me. So I actually found the courage to resign from work in 2015. So, because I also had to start homeschooling, so I homeschooled my eldest and my second child during that time. So, well, I have to prioritize my family now. And good thing my husband was able to get to stay at work and support us. So I started learning about working at home and earning online, but like it's like every year I get pregnant, so my freelance business didn't really take off for a very long time. So I had six kids over that span until 2019. That was my last. And so in 2020, I found my way again to doing freelance work. My youngest was a little older, so I thought maybe I could do something now. And at first, my offer was I actually experimented with a lot of offers, services to offer. So I start with Shopify. I also learned about Facebook ads, I took a lot of courses. And yeah, so I'm somebody who hoards courses.
I am not alone.
Yeah, and then finally in 2021, I found my connection with writing. So I realized I like writing, and doing Facebook ads, it gave me stress. It was so stressful for me. So, well, I think I don't like this. So I changed my offer and learned about email copywriting. And I actually had no idea about it before. So I enrolled in another course, and I was so inspired. Like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I love to write, and I love to use words to, you know, I just like the way we can use words to impact other people's lives. So it felt like I found my clarity. Oh my, this is what I want to do. So I learned more about it, email copywriting, and then I started looking for clients, and then, you know, I offered free services at first so I can just learn about like what Sis Bell said, clay view. So that's how as I learned, courses and watching videos, trainings are great, but I found it easier to learn while you actually do the actual task. So I offered, I reached out to prospects and offered them for free, like, I'm gonna write this for you and then let's check it out if it works. So that's how I learned. So I'm gonna set it up in your platform, your email marketing platform. So it worked for me. The learning phase from the actual experience itself. So yeah. And I love doing what I do. And now I'm helping e-commerce businesses and specifically those who are using the Shopify platform for their website to sell their products. I'm helping them write their emails and also like manage their Klaviyo platform. So it just amazes me to like really see my emails making sales for them. So it's really exciting when you write campaigns, you send out these emails, and then you see the revenues coming in. People are really buying, and you know, it's sometimes it's not just really the sale that excites you, but it's the reason behind why are these people buying, because it's their passion. It you are like what you call this, igniting something within that person through the words that you write, and then they take action, so they buy the product that you are selling. So it's just really excites me too, like when I check the dashboard, wow, from zero, because they didn't do email marketing well before, to like 20%, 25% growth of income. So it's really like, yeah, this really works. This really works. And it's, you know, it's like I'm earning from that. My clients are earning from that. And it's because of words, the use of words. And It's really powerful. Words are powerful. So that's how I look at what I do, writing emails. So because people use emails. And then for my clients, say they don't have to like spend so much on advertising cost to like earn that kind of revenue. So yeah, I'm just really happy that I get to help businesses by writing, by my passion, by my talent. Is that talent?
Yes, of course. Amazing.
But yeah, actually you could just, you don't really have to be best at writing to help these businesses, because there's, you know, email copywriting, it's simple if you just know how to do it and how to use the words that people are using. So yeah,
I that's love how it.
Yeah.
Yes, imagine, sis, after trying out so many things, so many niches, so many core skills, you finally found the one.
Yeah.
Which is email copywriting. And yeah, that's a note for aspiring freelancers out there. We should look at our work. That like Five made, she becomes excited to see the results, right? It's not just another paycheck, you know. She really cares what happens with her clients' businesses. So there. Thanks for sharing. It Yay. Shows. The passion shows.
Yes. Thank you. I'm slowly discovering email copywriting, by the way. But that's another
yes.
story.
Someone is interested. Someone here is interested to learn more.
Yeah, actually, there's really that, because in the course, in the training that I enrolled in, a lot of people are like trying to get into it, and it's
yeah,
exciting.
Feel free to share what program is that.
Okay, so it's actually Email Underground Intensive by the Philippines.
I'm laughing because Connie here. I'm laughing because Connie here is also taking it.
Wow. Yay.
Yes.
Exciting, though. And I know there's a training right now. So yes. You missed it. We both
She's
missed
really
it.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, but there's a replay to that. So we can go back to it later. And yeah, so it's like you know, just trying to go out there and experimenting. You don't have to have that clarity right away. Like for me, I was kind of really lost for a long time. And I had, but I, it was not also in me to like just give up. I just kept on trying and learning, and there were so many rejections along the way. And you know, those times when I really feel like, is this really for me? you get to the point that you'd ask that question, is this really for me? But what I learned is to, you know, just keep showing up and keep doing what you can, what you need to do. So eventually I it was also maybe it's just like right timing for me, that how my life unfolded over the years. It wasn't that like unlike other freelancers who started young or who started really fast, their pace was like, wow, from this to this. And as for me, I have my own pace. I'm a mom of say of six, so well, that's my, I'm slow. Okay, I have that I'm slow, but that's the right slow for me.
Yeah, it's okay. Each one of us has our own pace, right?
Yes.
Our own pacing.
Yes.
So don't ever compare yourself with others.
Yeah.
Yes. To the aspiring freelancers out there, don't compare. Don't compare your point A to another's point B. So
yes. Correct. That's all right.
Yes. I have a follow-up question, since I think as a mother of six, you have a lot of advantage when it comes to working or doing your freelance business. But are there any disadvantage on your part?
Well, I would not choose it any other way. Actually, this is really I'm here right now, and this is where I'm meant to be. I'm spending my time with my kids, and even if my pay was not the same as what I had before when I had that full-time job, but I only work for like a few hours every week.
Amen, sister.
And, you know, when writing those emails, it takes like a few hours building it up. So it works for me. I'm happy with that. And I get to do a lot of stuff with my kids. I get to witness and experience their persons, their gifts. And even if like it's not perfect every day, there's really that struggle of motherhood and of breastfeeding, since I'm still breastfeeding my 2-year-old. And but I would not have it any other way. It's really just wonderful. You know, I love my children. I love being here at home, spending time with them. And now they are at school. So now they are at I put them in regular school. I realized I couldn't homeschool six at the same time. So for my mental health, for my self-care, I had to give up homeschooling. So okay, let's go to regular school. But you know, that thing that anytime they I get to like bring them to school, pick them up after school. So this is just what I want. This makes me happy, you know, hugging, kissing, talking with them, or being angry at them any time of the day. And it's just wonderful to be with my kids. I am amazed at you know, being with my kids. They have different personalities. Imagine dealing with six different personalities. It just blows me up every day. But it just really makes my heart, you know, overflow. And if I have that, if I have a 6-to-5 job, I wouldn't be enjoying that. And I really enjoy that. I enjoy this phase of my children, because I know that when they're grown, they won't be this needy. They won't be this clingy. They won't, you know, they change. Kids grow up. And now that they're at their stage that they need a mom the most, I would really love to be present with them. So that's why this is really my choice. And for me, this is premium life. This is premium life. I get to earn, it's not really that, well, it's I have to admit that since my husband is a good provider, there's really not that hunger in my part to like earn big. But with what I have right now, I'm just really happy and grateful for these opportunities, and I'm grateful to my husband for allowing me to do this. Yeah. You know, it's hard being with just him bearing all the most of the burden of the financial burden. So, but I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to him for supporting me in this decision to stay with the kids, to, you know, and also for earning for myself, because I don't have to earn, but I would like to do this. I'm doing freelancing because it's like I'm doing this for myself. This is self-care. I'm yes. writing for a living. So it's like I'm fulfilling one of my dreams. Yes. So this is like I'm doing myself a favor by doing this.
Yes, so, imagine the sense. Yeah, said that sense of fulfillment that you get yes. from doing this. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like Sis Connie. It's like I'm hearing my own mommy thoughts when listening to Five Me. Those are my exact mommy thoughts. Yes. So thank you.
Yes, commercial. So for those people who want to know Belle's story, I actually interviewed her. So look for that video because that is what 2 years, 2 3 years.
Yes. And that explains why my mental health is like this, because I'm still homeschooling.
Well, that was not intentional.
I only have two homeschoolers left, so I'm good.
Yeah, I really have high respects to all those homeschooling families because that was really my dream. That was my dream. And it was just like really hard on my part. And
yeah, I, so during, no because judgment. During
that, yeah, and during that time, homeschooling was not really an open, like an also a norm. Because it was pre-COVID, so homeschooling was really a strange, you know, but it's like people were, what? You're doing what? What's that? And all those objections that you hear about homeschooling, and I have to face it. And, you know, even families and friends questioned our decision to homeschool. So it was really hard. I struggled. I actually managed to homeschool for 2 years. And in the third year, it was like, okay, throwing in the towel. This is really hard. So homeschooling is great, but it's not for every family. So
But thank God for those 2 years. So that's okay. That's okay.
Yes. And you know what? What surprises me, because my kids are telling me, like right now, they just told me recently, like, you know what, Mom, that homeschooling thing, it's really good for us, because now it's like, well, they're doing good at school, even if I don't really like do so much for them. They're just doing it on their own. So it came from them, and I was really surprised. What, really? So yeah. And also for like can I share this? My advocacy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I've another dream of mine is about sharing my message about breastfeeding, the amazing results of breastfeeding and natural birth. And so it's actually because of freelancing in that I got an opportunity, because I've met a lot of wonderful people in freelancing. And, you know, it's really amazing, because imagine I have never met any of this person in person. But, you know, meeting freelancers who are like, have these visions, they inspire me, they inspire you. And I was inspired, and I've learned also a lot. And so I started to like spread my message, spread my wings. So it's really like freelancing gave me the opportunity to continue with breastfeeding, because it's really like wonderful to breastfeed while you're at home. And this baby right here breastfeeds on demand. So even if I'm like doing my work, she can breastfeed anytime. So she's welcome to my welcome to my breast. And it's just really amazing. And I get to do this. I can breastfeed any time of the day and night because I'm working at home as a freelancer. And now, because of the community of the people that I met in freelancing, I got to start my advocacy. And because before, I had a lot of this self-doubt, imposter syndrome, these limiting beliefs that, who am I? I've been questioning myself, who am I? I'm not an expert. I'm not even a certified breastfeeding something like that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a professional. So who am I to tell people about breastfeeding? And I realized that I'm a mom. So I'm a mom and I have kids and I have experiences that I can share, and maybe I can help and inspire other people about this. And you know, that's just my authority, being a mom. I don't have any other authority. I don't claim any other authority. I'm just a mom trying to breastfeed my kid. And for like my six kids, I had a lot of struggles with that. And it's just amazing that God always, it felt for me, huh? It felt for me that every child, because I made a lot of mistakes, especially with my firstborn and secondborn and third, I made a lot of mistakes. And in motherhood, in all those, in breastfeeding especially, and it felt to me that God was, every time I get pregnant, you know, when I said I get pregnant like every year. So every time I get pregnant, it felt like God is giving me another chance to make it right and be better. So it's like, wow, thank you, God. Because I was like really, really, really struggling during those times. And then I get better and better. So I just want to share my advocacy to all the other moms out there, because I know that alone you'd really have a difficult time. I didn't had that kind of support before. So it was late. It was like I learned late. So that's why I made those mistakes. And if there are new moms that I can help not to make those mistakes, the same mistakes that I did, that would be better. You know,
love it. So yeah. And I love how freelancing became your, you know, that door to meeting yes. more people. So yes. that's one advantage it need.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And okay. since we are already talking about God, let's switch to a few questions related to our faith. So how has your faith impacted your freelance business?
Yeah. So, okay. How do I put this into words? Because I'm just really like... I my relationship with God is I have to work on it really hard also. So we're like a typical family. We go to church and do this and that, and My actually, I'm really a fan of the feast of Brother Bo Sanchez. So he was really a great. He was like he was well. That's part of how I was shaped also. You know, attending the feast and all that. And during my freelancing journey, there was really, as I mentioned before, a lot of rejections, you know, but it's hard, you know. But my I know that why I didn't like let go, because I know that this is for me. God is like leading me to something. And I couldn't just give up. So,
no more milk.
So there you go. Sorry about that. Okay. Tell mom. So it's like I'm just really grateful, because I know that I have my God who takes care of me, and even at my lowest times, I know that He would never let go. I've proven that time and again, when even in in the trials in my life I have been through. So that's why I never let, you know, I just kept on like doing it, looking for clients, because it took me a long time also to get clients. So even if like paying clients, because I did was like free and in my process there was like some, you know, that's why there was something wrong with my process, but I kept doing it. So it took me a long time to like really find a good and fit client for me. So, but you know, my faith in God really kept me grounded, and so yeah, I just know that there's something for me out there.
Yes, I guess I think the baby is being impatient. So let's move forward with 5 May's tip. By the way, our topic is about email copy that sells, and we are going to talk about that. So I think just to make sure that we got that covered, we'll go into that section where 5 May can share her tips about email copywriting. Okay, so go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, okay. So you know the best thing about email copywriting, you know why I said you don't have to be good at writing to do email copywriting, because copywriting is basically copying. So you're just going to copy. So like what we do in email copywriting, I just do I do market research. So I research about my clients' market. So if my clients have these products and these are the people who buys these products, so I research about these people, the market, and you know, there are a lot of ways to do research, and most of them you can find online. So you can like if you see these products or you see reviews, right? So people give reviews to the products they have tried. So they use the words. And those words that they put in are real words from real people. So what I do, I copy those words and use it in my emails. So that's like really literally copying what others are saying and using those words in your copy, or in like in what I do, I use those words in the emails that I write. So basically, it's just really research. Where are you going to look for those people? Where are they hanging out? What are they saying about these products? And what are their struggles? Why do they don't like these products, or why do they buy these products? And people just, you know, write them online. There are a lot of sources. You can do a lot of research online, and people say stuff. Sometimes it's really like real stuff, emotional stuff. And you just take those words out and put them together into one email and connect it to the product that your client is selling. Voila! Now you can send that email. So it's like pretty simple. You don't have to be like a genius at English, at, you know, doing those grammar. You know, if you are concerned about grammar, there are a lot of tools online that you can use to check grammar. So just write it out there, and then these tools will correct it for you. So personally, what I use is Grammarly and Hemingway app. So those two are my must use tools for checking grammars and, you know, readability for writing your copy. And another is another thing from doing research, you can also like swipe emails. That's what I do. I also do that. I subscribe to a lot of brands. So since I'm in the e-commerce brand, in the e-commerce industry, so I subscribe to a lot of brands, and especially those big brands. So I check out their emails and I see how their emails flow. And so if I like what I see, I copy it, and wow, this could work for my client. And so it's like, you know, still copying. You just put a spin to...
Mommy,
can you ask Dad to do it for you? He knows how to do it. Okay. Can we do it later? Okay. So sorry about that. So anyway, so it's just still copying, you know, copywriting, copy. So I copy the emails of other brands. I put my I tweak it and customize it to fit the brand voice of my client, and then send it. And so there are a lot of things that you can do when doing your copying, when writing your emails. So so when you do your research, what are you gonna try to look for? So it would help if you answer the questions like, what is the offer and who is the target market of this brand, and what are their struggles, and what do they want? So what are their dreams? So when you try to understand the market that you are trying to serve, the market that your clients are trying to serve, you'd know how to craft your emails and write it in such a way that the email would resonate to them. So it's an email is just like a meal, a regular email that speaks to you personally, right? So we like it when we read letters like dear. Yeah, so I like it when I read dear 5 May. So it feels like this person is like, or this brand is like trying to talk to me. So stuff like that. So in email copywriting, you can do that. You can personalize your emails. So you can, so it would feel like you are just talking to that person, and the words that you write there is like meant for you to read. And because of that, people take action. So when you put there your what we call as the call to action button, they would click that. So you see, it really works when it's persuasive copy. When you write persuasive copy, people get persuaded and they take action. So yeah, where do you find this where will you research? Okay, so you can research from platforms like this: Reddit, subreddits, Facebook groups, reviews. So if the product of your clients, it can be found in Amazon. You can check out Amazon reviews of the same products. You can also check out blog post comments. I know, and Google Trends, Quora. So there's so much that to find, and there are so many places to find and look for people who is the target market of your client. So you can learn, you can get, you can like put this together and use this research data in your copy. Okay, so just a few points left. So when you are writing an email copy, you have to make your headline short. So the headline should be like 4 words or less, but it's also catchy that people who are reading it will like really stop and read the headline. Also, you can use the exact words your audience are using. So like what I've mentioned before, use the words. Just copy the words that they are using. So, okay. So another is use short form when you are selling products, and use long form copy when you want to tell a story. So, sorry about that. So yeah, short form and long form. That's why emails for e-commerce are really short. So if you want to do emails for e-commerce, you don't have to like really know about long form copy and a few.
This is a perfect example of
yes, it's okay, baby.
Yes,
hello, baby. This is as raw as it could be.
I know, right?
Yes, it's okay.
Hello, baby.
Oh, I know.
Hey, this is mom life. Hashtag
okay. Mom life. We won't keep your mommy for long.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a bit stressed because the room is not cold. Ang init.
Hey.
Be patient with mommy. Okay.
Almost done. Almost done, baby.
Yes. For our viewers, feel free to ask your questions in the comment section, either in the live chat or in the comment section itself when you are watching a replay. And we will relay them to 5 May because we might not have enough time to actually answer those questions if you have one right now. So we will thank you for the tip because we're just going to shorten it as much as we can. So we'll go ahead with the next section. Sis Bel, take it away for the fast Q&A.
So this is the fun round. Fast Q&A okay. round.
Bring it on.
Okay, first question. 5 May. Cake or pie?
What is, sorry?
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to talk to animals.
Last movie or series you watched?
Korean.
A drama.
Yes.
What's the title?
Well, my husband was watching that, The Good Manager.
Oh.
It's about an accountant, so it somehow related. He resonated with it because of me.
Yay. Last song playing on your mind, your LSS song.
LSS? There was this one. My kids keep playing that song. It's raining tacos.
Raining tacos. Okay. Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
Last book you've read?
Book. I've been reading this book because of my content. This is The Womanly Art of Breastfeeding.
Ooh.
So I've been trying to collate Learn. My content for my page and for my group. So yeah, this book is really valuable to me.
Yes. Thanks for sharing. And then the top three people you follow.
Top three. So there, Bo Sanchez and Jan Pagulayan. And actually, there are a lot. So Ellen DeGeneres. Because she's fun.
Okay, paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Wow. One question. That's hard. You know, I'm torn between like keeping it simple or like taking the opportunity to really ask a question that, you know, would be totally worth it because it's just one question. So maybe just fun, something fun, like what, hey God, what do you do for fun? Something like that.
Yeah, sounds good. We're curious too.
Yeah.
So that concludes our fast Q&A round. Yay!
Any one last piece of advice for our aspiring freelancers?
Yeah. So, you know, we have different paths. Even if we are pursuing freelancing, we have different paths to take. So you have your own story, You have your own goals. So you just don't compare yourself with others, because your story is amazing, and God is preparing it for you. And just keep showing up and don't ever give up. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you find it hard, keep showing up. It's gonna be hard. That's the truth. It's gonna be hard, but you will get there. I know.
Okay. So we're close to ending this live session. So since Kaide already shared about her advocacy about breastfeeding in natural birth, if you're interested on that part and you want to connect with Five Mae, feel free to visit the links in the description. We already put that in there. And feel free to connect with her directly and send her a message. And if you have questions, please feel free to ask them, to share them in the comment section. I know that 5 minutes wants to spend time with her already. So we have to end this with a closing prayer, Sisbel. Go ahead.
Yes, let's remember the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, people we work with, and their loved ones, as well as 5 Mae and her family, Lord. We lift them and her prayer intentions, Lord. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
And for the last time, share this with your friends if you're someone you know is interested how to start your virtual assistant business. Just visit connyzabala.com/VA book. And again, share with us your biggest takeaway during this live session. And again, if you have questions, share them in the comment section. We hope to see you on Monday at 8 p.m. same time, Philippine time, for another live praise and worship session. So that's it. Thank you, 5A. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I had a wonderful time.
Likewise.
Bye, everyone. God bless.
Bye. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.